Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, just tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could join us as well. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The past year has been a little stressful for a lot of people. And this is not just something for adults. Kids definitely have been feeling the pressure as well. We've been talking a lot on this broadcast about the impact of the pandemic, especially on kids not being around their friends, anxiety that's all involved. Well, our next guest has something that is not only able to help them to relieve some of that tension and to really be able to find a good spot with themselves, but also give us all something we can do together. We're excited to welcome Crystal McCreary to our program today. Her new project is called Little Yogi Deck, simple yoga practices to help kids move through big emotions. She's been able to do this in in-person events. Now we're able to bring it into our homes. We'll talk to Crystal not only about the creation of the deck, but also some of the aspects that I really found interesting that I think our audience will as well. Crystal, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you had me as a guest today. What a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Hey, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I want to first of all commend you on the work you're able to do. As I said, I know individuals like yourself are used to working with your, you know, your clients up close and personal, especially kids. That's something I know that probably has been missing more as far as the in-person part. But what has it been like for you, Crystal, to do work that you love and to see the impact it's able to have on those around you?
Oh, my goodness. I can't. This project has been amazingly unexpected joy. I hoped it would be well received. I know as an educator in a school and just with my experience working with so many varieties of clients from young, you know, small children to adults that we are all struggling. And I hoped it would make an impact. I hoped people would see this as a useful tool and, you know, a resource really, because this is a trying time and people have been, the response has been amazing. And when I tell you, like, I'm like, wow, I put something out in the world that's like doing good for people and supporting people. This is amazing. So it's been wonderful. I'm truly, truly grateful. Like when I can't even, yeah, it's amazing.
And Crystal, I think when we've heard about yoga and the benefits of it, and I think now more people, and I think I look at people like yourself, people like Kerry Washington, who would go live on Instagram and to bring us into her experience. I think it really has given people not only something they can do for themselves, but feel connected to others. Has that also been your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the word yoga means to yoke, which is like, you know, a horse and a cart, right? You bring them together and the yoke brings those two elements together. And that's really what yoga is about. It's about yoking. It's about connecting, integrating, making whole. And we have been fragmented by this moment as individuals. Our communities have been fragmented. Our environment has been fragmented. You know, we are experiencing obviously a great deal of disconnection, even just simply because of the mere fact of social distancing. So yoga and the practices therein, they are designed to foster connection. They're designed to help us reconnect with ourselves and cultivate that wholeness that is our birthright. But also being able to do it in community really does exponentially sort of bolster those benefits, I have found. And it's meant to be done individually and in community, and it does it well, but for both, for sure.
Let's get into the Little Yogi Deck. Where did the initial idea for it come from, Crystal?
Well, you know, many years ago, I was working as a yoga and meditation teacher in a school in New York City, in the South Bronx, and I was really hungry for resources that reflected the population that I was serving. And I was hard pressed to find them. Over the years, you know, I've watched many, many decks come out on the market, and I absolutely just, it never occurred to me to try to add another one to the market because they're just, it's so saturated. And then an editor from my publishing company reached out, and she had this idea for a deck, and I was like, have you seen the decks that are out in the world? And so it was technically, it was her idea. She had the idea to specifically create a deck around emotional intelligence. And I thought, well, that is how yoga is used. You know, we come to these practices and we check in with ourselves. We notice how we feel, what we might need, but it really does come from our emotional and sensational experience, the way we address our needs. It was the perfect, it was technically her idea, but putting it together and that experience of like collecting all the practices that I had especially done with kids over the years and modifications on those I've done with adults and making them accessible for kids in this deck was really tremendously satisfying. And so, yes, it's that's how it came about. Technically, it was somebody else's idea, but it really is a realization of all the work I've done with kids for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the ones that stood out to me in the deck. And I want to say for those, when you order the deck, that little yogi deck, you'll get this mm-hmm. very attractive case. You open it up, you're able to get a nice introduction there on the inside from Crystal. Mm-hmm. And then you have the deck. And what I love about it, and I've shared this with my family, Crystal, and I'm curious as if you're hearing other people doing the same thing, I basically asked my nephew, hey, look at something that looks like it may be fun to you. So basically spreading out the cards, letting them choose.
Yes.
And then when you do that, you're able to look at this beautiful card on the back. You then have the instructions there. So talk to us about what it was like for you to kind of create this thing that is so simple but still so effective.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that, you know, I did was sort of organize practices according to these emotions. And I chose emotions that I have watched and experienced in classrooms that, you know, I don't know if you've ever spent much time in a school classroom, but when kids have big emotions, especially the explosive negative ones, it can really derail their experience as well as the entire sort of vibe of the classroom. So I, you know, chose emotions that I thought, these are the kind of emotions that I want kids to really be able to cultivate and harness at will, you know, the positive ones. But also, sorry about the background noise. I also wanted them to be able to recognize when they were having challenging emotions and recognize that they didn't need to be victims of that emotion and sort of be dragged around by it. And instead, you know, shift their emotional state by moving their body or breathing deeply. One of the things we know about slow deep nasal breathing is that it has an impact on the nervous system and it brings our rest and digest, that more less activated part of our parasympathetic nervous system online. So I chose emotions, specific emotions that I have seen demonstrated often in class or with my students. And then I put them in, I chose activities that I know either pump energy in your energy up, right? Or sort of balance it or bring it down, right? And I just sort of, that was the initial sort of categorizing. And then I got really specific. And here's the truth, Cyrus, you know, when you bring mindful attention, that means when you really pay attention to what's happening with your body, with your breath, with your thoughts, with your emotions, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. Just bringing your attention to the experience you're having that might be brought on by what you're doing, that has this impact of shifting your state. And so that, for me, in a way, you know, I probably shouldn't be saying this. It kind of doesn't matter. And I love that, what you said about your nephew. You said, well, just pick one that looks fun to you, because that's why the cards are that's what makes them accessible for kids. They're beautifully illustrated by Andrea Pippins. They're very inviting. And just to get a kid to pick a card and then say, I want to do this. It's inviting. I want to experience this. I'm going to experience it using the directions on the back that encourage me to pause, encourage me to check in, encourage me to move a certain way, or, you know, explore my physical body in a certain way. Well, that's the practice, right? That's the power. That's where they're really cultivating their personal power to shift their state, if that's what they want, right?
Right. And I think that the card that he chose is one that I probably would have chose myself, Crystal. That was Music Mind. And so I want to let our audience know what is so cool about that one. that we adults can do that kids really enjoy doing because it becomes something fun too, I think. And
mm-hmm.
the thing that really stuck
mm-hmm.
me was not only, of course, getting to a place of comfort, but then noticing what's playing. Can you name the instruments? What does it feel
yeah.
like? I mean, that it really mm-hmm. gets you connected. And what I thought about
yeah.
was not only mindfulness, Crystal, but also being present, something that we adults also
yeah.
have a problem
struggle
doing.
Struggle with.
Was that,
yes.
Yeah. Was that kind of your hope, that you would kind of be able to double up on some of these and not
Iris,
only give us these
–
Well, I mean, look, it works for us, you know.
It
but
does.
But was that kind of, well, you, but was that kind of the hope for you?
Yes, it actually was. You're spot on. You know, I believe that our kids have a hard time. My experience, I should say, it's not just my belief, but my experience is that when kids are having a hard time, it's because the adults in their lives are having a hard time. Kids are, they absorb, they emotionally attune to us, and they're absorbing our emotional and behavior patterns. And when we struggle, they struggle, you know, and when
yeah.
we model emotional intelligence ourselves and the capacity to take good care of ourselves and take care and honor the emotional experience that we're having, kids get to see how to do that too. And so the truth is that my hope was, yes, like, let's get parents on the mat too, or let's get parents rolling around on the living room rug too. And the truth is, that's a lot of the feedback I've been getting. I've had a lot of adults reach out and say, listen, I got this for my daughter, but I'm having a good time learning about my emotions too. So absolutely, you're spot on with that. Yeah.
Talk to us about the other card that I think is appropriate for this time because of the isolation so many people have been feeling, the soft squeezes, Crystal. Talk to us about
yeah.
that one and the importance of it.
Yeah, well, you know, touch. We've been socially distant, and a lot of, you know, for our kids are, you know, especially in adolescence, where social engagement and belonging to a peer group is really important. And from a developmental perspective, a lot of young people, but all of us, are disconnected from the touch that we get to benefit from when we are in close, you know, whether it's platonic or romantic, but we're touch is important for our well-being. And so the soft squeezes is one of those practices where you can actually touch yourself. Giving yourself loving touch is
yeah.
as valuable as having another human being touch you, and recognizing, oh, you know what? I can just put my hand on my heart and add a little pressure, and like, it's like I'm giving myself a gentle embrace. I can put my hand on my belly. I can put my hand on my neck. I can put my hand on places in my body that need a little love. You know, I can love
yeah.
myself. And that's really what that card is about. Yeah, it's one
the
of my favorites too.
Yeah, the last one I want to bring up, Crystal, I think it's another great one, a breath of joy. And I think,
yeah.
too, you know, being able to
yeah.
get to that. Talk to us about that card and the connection, not only with ourselves, but the world around us.
Yeah, so it's so funny how when I teach that to kids or adults, too, the first thing that happens is that people start to smile, you know, and listen, if you have the skills to cultivate joy at will, I mean, if there's no better time to do that right now, that Cyrus, then there never will be, because this is a
yeah.
moment, right, where our, you know, really having the skills to cultivate like a baseline level of contentment, even though the world is topsy-turvy, you know, what's happening in our world has been, you know, it's heightened a lot of the challenges that we have, you know, and if in the midst of that, you have a knowing or as to like how to access your own joy, that's powerful. And that's a very old practice, that the breath of joy. It's a very traditional yoga pranayama practice. And so it's a really fun one too. It's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Kids love it. Everybody loves it.
Well, I want to say for those who are just coming in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Crystal McCreary to our program today. Crystal has designed a great project for your young ones, but also that you can also enjoy, called Little Yogi Deck, simple yoga practices to help kids move through big emotions. Well, the world is continuing to change, Crystal. We're now opening up. What do you hope happens with this deck moving forward? I could almost imagine, you know, classrooms where the kids are
mm-hmm.
social distancing and being able to enjoy this together, or even, you know, a parent making this part of their exercise slash family time. What would you like to see happen with the Little Yogi deck, not only in schools, but also at home?
Everything you just said is what I hope. And, you know, it's what I'm seeing. You know, you put something out in the world like this and you just hope it, you hope that it, you have a vision and you hope it you know, lives into or realizes that vision.
Yeah.
But this is something that, this is exactly what I hope for. I hope that we are, you know, taking the time to talk about emotions, talk about the fact that as human beings, we are all entitled to feel the full spectrum of our emotions and that it's okay. It's not a problem to feel them. And that goes for all the emotions for boys, all the emotions for girls. And,
yeah.
you know, moreover, you know, it's understanding our emotions that can help us connect more fully to ourselves and others and also recognize what our needs are. And so doing that at home with families, doing that at home in school, modeling that. Imagine if we all had that kind of emotional intelligence in terms of like what it would mean for our communities and how we learn to be more compassionate towards one another, right, in community. That is my hope. You know, all these yoga practices for me, they don't just exist inside the vacuum of a classroom. My hope is that people practice off the mat and make the connection between why it's valuable to understand and have empathy for your own experience and how that can impact how you take compassionate action with others in the world. So that's really my vision. Let's do this at home and then bring it out into our relationships and our communities and shift our world, right, at a time when we need that. Yeah.
Love that so much. Crystal McCreary. Crystal, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate you stopping by the program today. Let our audience know, I know the Little Yogi deck is available on Amazon, but how can they stay connected with you and find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at C McCreary Yoga. I'm also on Facebook as C McCreary Yoga. I'm on Twitter as C McCreary Yoga, but I don't really do Twitter very well very often. But my website is crystalmccreary.com. I do a lot of workshops for educators and schools and even organizations on integrating mindfulness into the wellness, health and wellness programs and missions within organizations. So that's where you can find me to learn more about those programs as well.
Crystal, it's been great speaking with you. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you, Cyrus. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful week.
You
Take
as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.